A slide reads, talking during an activity. At the bottom are logos for Penricton Center for Blind Children, Texas School for the Blind and Visually Impaired, and Perkins School for the Blind.
If you've been viewing active learning videos, you may notice that the adults are talking infrequently. Most people believe that you should talk to special needs children throughout an activity to explain about what the objects are made of or how they're interacting with the objects. However, talking can be a distraction. It can move the focus from the activity to the adult. Remember, you want the activity to be the reinforcement for the child. So how do you know when you should or should not talk to a child? Let me try to give you this example. I happen to love roller coasters, and one of my favorite amusement parks is located in Ohio called Cedar Point. So I'm going to describe to you some of the roller coasters at Cedar Point. If you've been there before, maybe you know what I'm talking about. But if you haven't been to Cedar Point, I'd like to describe to you the roller coaster called the Magnum. So what happens is you get in line, you wait for a couple of hours depending on the day with your friends, you get up to the roller coaster, you get on the coaster, you climb up the hill, the roller coaster goes click, 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 you're going up to the top of the hill, and then all of a sudden you go down really fast, about 200 feet, then you go up again, then you go down again, then you go over a couple of hills. Then in the middle of the roller coaster, there's this pretzel turn. You go around the pretzel turn. You come back. You go through two tunnels with these little hills. You get some air time. And then all of a sudden, you're at the end of the roller coaster, and it stops really fast. Okay, I've told you about the Magnum XL, right? So you know everything about that Magnum. You know what to experience, what it's like to be on the roller coaster, all because I told you. You have no idea what it's like to be on the Magnum XL unless you've been on the Magnum XL. So talking to someone about an object, especially before they've ever experienced the object, really is not all that helpful. So remember, you want the kids to experience the ride, not hear someone talk about the ride. So I'm going to give you another example from another roller coaster at Cedar Point called the Gemini. On the Gemini, there's two cars side by side, and this roller coaster is going to explain to you when you should talk to a child during an activity. So again, what happens is you usually go to Cedar Point with a bunch of your friends, right? So you're on the roller coaster, or you're in line waiting to get on the Gemini, and there's a red car and there's a blue car. So usually, two friends get in the blue car and two friends get in the red car. And what you do is you get in line and you let other people go in front of you. Why? Because you want to go on the ride at the same time with your friends. So as the roller coaster is taking off, you're going up the hill together side by side. And this is what happens on the ride. The blue car is going blue, blue, blue. The red car is going red, red, red. And everybody's being social going up the hill. As soon as everyone's going over the top of the hill, guess what everyone's doing? Everyone's screaming and going, woohoo, this is fun. You know, they're just screaming going down the hill. Nobody's looking at their friend yelling, hey, we're going down the hill. They're just experiencing the ride. So when you're going up the hill, people are talking. When you're going down the hill, you shut up and you enjoy the ride. So now while you're on the ride, you're going up and down the hills over and over again, and then you get to the turns on the Gemini. And on the turns, you go around the corner, and what happens is usually the red car or the blue car starts overtaking the other car. So what does everyone do on the ride? Again, the red car is yelling, red, 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 and the blue car is yelling, blue, blue, blue. And if you're really good, you kind of extend your hand out and lean, and if you lean just a little bit, people can high-five each other from the red car to the blue car. So now we're in a pause on the ride and everybody's being social again. And as soon as you go around the curve, you end up going down another hill and everyone shuts up and enjoys the ride. Then finally you get to the end of the ride, it comes to a sudden stop. And what's the first thing you do? You look at the friend that you're with and you go, oh my gosh, that was great. Or the friend next to you is going, oh my gosh, I feel sick. And then you decide, do you want to go on it again? Sure, let's go on it again. And then you get back in line with your friends and you talk about the experience that you just had. Oh my gosh, that was great. Let's do it again, this time with my eyes closed. Or this time, let's sit in the front of the ride as opposed to the back of the ride. And you change the experience every time you go on the ride. So remember, when you're playing with a child, treat the activity as a roller coaster ride. You talk in the pauses on the ride, briefly and quickly, and then you let the child go back and explore the ride for themselves.
A slide reads, Active Learning Space. www.activelearningspace.org, May 2017. At the bottom are logos for Penricton Center for Blind Children, Texas School for the Blind and Visually Impaired, and Perkins School for the Blind.